There were a number of convicted murderers and rapists on Capitol Hill today. They all brought similar stories. Each spent years in prison, and each was ultimately freed after DNA evidence proved his innocence. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, they came to the Hill to support legislation that would reform the death penalty system.
Marvin Anderson walked freely through the halls of the Capitol today, but the 38-year-old has spent most of his adult life in a Virginia prison. Falsely convicted of a brutal rape in 1982, Anderson is still haunted by memories of the day he was arrested.
When they first came and questioned me about it, I started laughing and asked them, was they joking about this? I wasn't anywhere in the area where the crime took place. I knew where I was at, what I was doing, so I thought maybe it was a big joke.
Today, Anderson came to Capitol Hill in support of pending legislation that would guarantee suspects the right to DNA testing. It's the technique that ultimately led to his exoneration. He was joined by Barry Scheck, co-founder of a death penalty reform group called the Innocence Project. Scheck told the Senate Judiciary Committee that Anderson is the 99th person in the U.S. to be cleared of a crime due to post-conviction DNA testing.
I have no doubt that if the legislation before this committee now is passed, that within 2 or 3 years, we can double the number of people that are exonerated. But we are in a race against time.
Scheck explained that in about 75% of cases, the biological DNA evidence needed to possibly overturn a conviction is lost or in the process of breaking down. He urged DNA testing must be done at the trial stage, not after conviction. As the senators took in the testimony of the reform advocates, one witness shook his head in disagreement. William Otis of the George Mason University Law School testified there's no evidence that any innocent person has ever been executed for a crime, but said there is evidence to suggest that the death penalty is underutilized. He called those pushing for reform stealth abolitionists, whose real agenda is to abolish the death penalty.
If they want outright abolition, let them say so directly and win their case with the public.
Senator Russ Feingold responded.
I can't prove it, Professor Otis, but my instincts tell me there's no question that we have executed innocent people. This is an embarrassment for our country, and we are literally whistling past the graveyard if we think this system isn't broken and doesn't have to be changed. It has to be changed.
Feingold's message represents the growing call for reform on Capitol Hill. A similar bill in the House of Representatives now has 236 sponsors. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.